Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to zakat and tax. Now, generally it is understood that the two are entirely different and separate things. One has to pay zakat and one has to pay tax. Zakat is for the Almighty, it's an obligation from the Almighty which you have to pay to our state so that it can discharge certain responsibilities. However, as far as tax is concerned, people think that this is the obligation that we owe to our own state, and they are two different things. However, if we study the Quran is absolutely clear that zakat is the only tax which an Islamic government can impose of its citizens. If it wants to impose any other tax, then it must have the consent of the citizens. This is because the Quran has clearly said at one place, فَإِنْ ثَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, while addressing the idolaters of Arabia for whom death had been sanctioned if they did not accept faith. It was said that they can only save themselves and become Muslim citizens of the state of Medina if they repent, if they adhere to the prayer, and then they pay zakat. And if they do so, the Quran says, فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, then they should be left alone. Nothing extra can be taken from them. So if this was the case with the Bani Ismail or the idolaters for whom death had been destined, obviously people after them for whom this was not the case, it is all the more necessary that these conditions also stand for them. So it needs to be understood that an Islamic state cannot impose any tax other than zakat on its Muslim citizens. If it needs to impose any other tax, then it has to be through the consent of the Muslims, and if they did not consent, then it has no authority to do so. It of course can gather its revenue from other means, but as far as extracting something from its citizen is concerned, then zakat is the only tax that it can take. And we should also know that this once and for all actually cuts to size the oppression which has generally been seen when rulers impose tax on their citizens. So when they know that zakat is the only tax that they can obtain from their citizens, then they know their rates have been fixed, and the citizens also know the rates have been fixed by the Almighty. So therefore, no element of oppression will take place. A Muslim state will know that this is the income that it has to, in all case, it'll gather all this income, and it has to remain in this income. It must spend in this income. So it needs to be understood that zakat is the only tax which a Muslim state can impose on its Muslim citizens, and if they do not consent for any other tax, then a Muslim state cannot extract any other money from its citizens. So if this is clearly understood, that zakat is the only tax that a Muslim government can impose on its Muslim citizens, then today, as we see that since we are also paying zakat and we are also paying tax, so we can subtract our tax from our zakat liability, and only if the balance is positive do we need to pay zakat. In other words, if we are paying taxes to our government and we are also calculating our zakat, so if these taxes exceed our zakat, which is liable on us, then we don't need to pay any more zakat. Only if the balance is more do we need to pay. In other words, since this tax is a form of is actually zakat, which the government has already accepted from us, so we can subtract this zakat liability, this tax liability, from our zakat liability. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.